Recording in progress.
We're going to start.
Yes, sir.
We're good to go.
You're good to go.
Okay. Good evening. I'd like to call our meeting to order at 6:08 p.m. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Cassandra Walker.
Present.
Doris Harris.
Present.
Janet Spite-White.
Here.
Linda Willer. Cheryl Sanford.
Here.
Bonica Roberts.
Present.
Yolanda Harrison. Present. Madam President, do we have a quorum? We have.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Next, communications, Mr. Petway. Do we have communications?
Yes. So in front of you and for the public, if any of you want, over on the side, we do have the HP Journal for this month available for you. We do have our monthly advertisements in the HP Journal for the month, and so we are represented there. But outside of that, it's just the regular monthly journal. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next agenda item is to approve our meeting agenda for this evening. Is there a motion to approve the meeting agenda?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Is there support?
I support.
Discussion? Oh, thank you.
Madam Chair, there's something before me that I'm concerned about. Do I ask question now? I don't know when should I make my concern known. It's an independent contract agreement. So I have to wait till we get to that part.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
So right now we're just approving the
agenda. I just want to
ask.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Amika Roberts?
Yes.
Cassandra Walker?
Yes.
Doris Harris?
No.
Janet Spite-White?
Yes.
Linda Willer? Cheryl Sanford?
Yes.
Yolanda Harrison? Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Our next agenda item is public comments, agenda items only. Is there anyone wishing to speak on an item on the agenda? Is there, do we have anyone online, Mr. Petway?
No, ma'am. Madam Chair, I did just check. There's no one online.
Okay, we will move on to approval of the meeting minutes for January 13th, 2026.
I would like to make a motion to approve January 13th, 2026 meeting minutes.
Support?
I support.
Okay. Discussion on the minutes? Okay, no discussion on the minutes. Please call the roll.
Cassandra Walker?
Yeah.
Doris Harris?
No.
Janice Spite-White?
Yes.
Cheryl Sanford?
Yes.
Amika Roberts?
Yes.
Yolanda Harrison? Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Our next agenda item is president comments. I just have a couple of quick things. One is that we will start coffee and conversation on February 26th at 10 a.m. at Dunkin' Donuts. My vice president and I will be there. So we hope that anyone who has questions, concerns, you just want to come out and get a free cup of coffee and a donut, please join us. You know, sometimes it's just that one-on-one conversation. If you have suggestions, questions, concerns about what's going on in the district and some of our plans, please join us at Dunkin' Donuts. And we will be posting this on social media as well as the district's website.
Yes, it goes out tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, sir. Ms. White, you had a question?
Yes, regarding that, because I had a concern that someone asked me regarding Barbara Parents.
show up, is Ms. Ford going to be there?
Well, this is the BOE.
I know, I try to say, but you know, they may.
Well, anyone is welcome to come.
Because this is only BOE, which is kind of the community, you know, they're more concerned about Barbara. It would be nice if, you know, if Ms. Ford, if a parent may not work out the shift to attend a BOD meeting, mm-hmm. they show up. I don't know, just a question that came to me.
Okay. I think that Vice President Roberts and I will be able to answer any questions that come up. And certainly if it's something that needs to be referred back to the BOD, to President Ford, to Ms. Arnold or Ms. Ferris, we would certainly do that. But I think for community members that are looking for kind of the big picture for the district in terms of the direction, some of the plans that we had last year, some of the plans that we're working on for this year, if they would like to join us and get more information from a district perspective, they're more than welcome to parents, stakeholders, anyone.
So, Madam Chair, may I speak?
Sure.
It looks like we can get out here within an hour.
Could be. Was that it, or you had a question about the coffee?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you have a question about the coffee and conversation, or no, just a statement I think we could set a record tonight. my other comment is that at the CUBE conference in September, was that?
That
I think was, that was
September.
September. I met another board president who was with the Old Redford Academy. She's also with the Detroit Lakes. And very interested in working with Highland Park, working with the school district and reestablishing a relationship here. So we had a really good conversation. I also met with Mr. Petway, Dr. Ferris, and sorry, I lost my train of thought. President Ford wasn't able to join us, but just to get some ideas from the district about what, you know, there's a wish list of things that they want for the school, you know, how this organization might be able to support them. So Dr. Ferris did send back a list of some things which we've shared with the Lakes. So hopefully it will be the start of a good relationship. We're very helpful. So as that evolves, I will certainly keep you up to date on that and bring that back to the district. But this is really establishing that relationship with Barbara. And so that's one of the benefits of meeting people at conferences. And thank you to Ms. Scully for introducing me. It's really good contact. And that is it for me. So our next agenda item is district reports and information, and I will turn it over to Mr. Patrick.
All right. Good evening, BOE and community. It is good to see you all. Happy Love Month and Black History Month.
Yeah.
So this evening, you will notice that your agenda is a little bit different. We do have in your board packet both the media report and the academic report for you to read at your own leisure. If you have any questions or concerns regarding those two reports, feel free to email me directly and I'll get you any answers you might have regarding those reports. So as far as reporting out today during our meeting, we're going to start off with Luska, and then we also have, of course, Ms. Gully for the board governance report, and then I'll come back after that. So at this time, Luska, are you there?
Good evening. Yes, I am. Good evening to the board and to the Highland Park community members. I do have the fiscal report for the period ending January 2026. I do want to apologize for a couple of typos, actually, in the memorandum I will reissue that after the meeting, but the numbers in your financial statements are correct. So the fund balance, we'll start off with the fund balance, we'll move on to the revenues and expenditures, then the cash position, and finishing off with the debt position. Starting with the fund balance. The fund balance for the general fund as of the 31st of January 2026 is a surplus of $500,833. The beginning fund deficit was $476,807. So over the 7 month period to date, the general fund balance has increased by $977,640. Moving on to the statement of revenues and expenditures, the month of January shows excess expenditures over revenue of $22,373. And for the 7 month period, there is a surplus of revenues over expenditures of $977,640. Revenues in the month were $50,936. And for the 7 month period, total revenues are $1,851,890. Total expenditures for the month of January were $73,309. And for the 7 month period to the end of January, total expenditures were $874,250. Moving on to the cash position. The cash position as of the end of January 2026 reflects approximately 6.4 million in total cash for the district as a whole, of which the general fund cash is approximately 3.4 million and restricted and committed cash approximately 3 million. Finally, the debt position for the district is unchanged. Total debt for the district as a whole is 8 million. $876,695, of which the general fund is $8,190,945, and the debt service fund is $685,750. Total debt payments for this fiscal year to date are general fund $270,813. And the debt bond fund, $15,250. Those are your financial statements for the month of ending January 31st, 2026. If there are any questions from the board, I'll be happy to take those.
Thank you, Luska. Ms. White, and then Ms. Harris, and Ms. Walker.
Hi, Luska, and to Peter.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. At the finance meeting, under the assets, what was that? I wanted everyone to know how important this board did before this last 2 years, a few years ago, we started investing. And I just want everyone to know every month, because of the investment the previous board did, brings in how much, Lucas, over $10,000 a month?
Yes. So for the month of January, the total earnings on invested deposits were $10,172,000 for the month of January.
And yes, and that was something that we started maybe 6 years ago on our own, that extra money. Hmm. Wasn't that a plus? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Luska. Ms. Harris?
Thank you. Through the chair, I think you said earlier that was an error. So on my paper, it says 008 33, so I'm to correct that as 500,000, right?
That's correct, yes. So the yes, the two errors were in the memorandum. Under the statement of fund balance, that should have read 500,833. And on the statement of revenues expenditures, the surplus for the year to date should read 977,640.
Thank you. So when you were speaking, are you saying 7 months or are you saying the number 7 months or several months?
Seven. So that's from the period July through to January are 7 months for this fiscal year.
Thank you. And my last question is that, I have one more. I think I need to ask this one first. So what was the name of the debt that we... just paid off. Can you tell me again?
The debt that we paid off. Not quite understanding the question.
The service deficit. The deficit.
That was the general fund deficit. Yes.
Yeah. It was the operating deficit.
Okay. Yes. So yes. So so this year, the district has gone from a deficit in the general fund balance to a surplus. And that the significance of that is that the district is not permitted to operate under a deficit. And over the last few decades, I would say, since 2012, when the district went into emergency management, the deficit elimination plan was put in place to ensure that the district moved out of a deficit in the fund, and that has happened this fiscal year.
Okay, so on the number five,
Excuse me, Ms. Harris, I'm sorry, was this your last question? And then Ms. Walker had a question as well.
Okay, so under the statement of debt position, am I to assume that the $8,876,695 and the general fund debt $8,190,945. Am I supposed to combine those as a total?
So there are two different debts, one for the general fund and one for the bond debt. And so the 8,876,000 is the combined. And then there are two different amounts which are split out. The 685,750 is the bond debt. The remaining amount, approximately 8.2 million, is the general debt balance.
So the answer is yes or no. Am I to assume that I'm supposed to add both of these numbers together? So what's the actual total altogether that we owe?
The total amount for the district, total debt amount is 8 million. $876,695.
Completely.
That's the total debt for the district.
So on the general fund debt, what's the difference from the general fund debt and the general fund balance that we just said we paid off? You can write me in an email.
Yeah, Ms. Harris, if we can...
She can talk to me about an email.
Okay.
Thank you.
Treasurer Walker.
Well, the only thing I just want to remind us, and I'm sure Luce could know, for us to keep cash so that we have a good cash position as we go through the next 3 years. We want to make sure we keep a good cash position. Luce, you know, that's my thing.
Yes.
That's basically it. Because we got 3 years we got to think about under this leadership. So let's be cautious.
Okay. Any other questions for Luska? Okay. Is there a motion to accept?
The a motion finance? To accept the financial report.
Support.
Walker.
Any other discussion? Okay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Tamika Roberts.
Yes.
Cassandra Walker.
Yes.
Doris Harris.
No.
Janice Bideway.
Yes.
Cheryl Sanford.
Yes.
Yolanda Harrison. Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Mr. Beckman?
Yes, ma'am. Now we will hear from Ms. Gully. And if anyone is online, please excuse the going in and out. We're having internet issues. And so, yeah, that's why the thing keeps going out. So excuse us. We're I'm busy. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Gully. We're going to figure it out one way or another.
Good evening, everyone. You have a memo to the board. I'm sorry. For the board members, you have a memo that is before you that I provided for your review this evening. With the addition of the new website and the completion and update of the board policies, the beautiful website, I hope you guys have had an opportunity to take a look at it. I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to talk about the policy that we're reviewing this evening, as well as look at the wonderful work that you have done on the policies previously. So on the memo that you have, the first one that we're looking at is the electronic donations, gift, and acceptance policy. Originally, there was conversation from the fundraising committee about having an e-giving policy that people would be able to give donations to the district electronically. There was some conversation with President Sanford, and so we expanded that a little bit, not just to deal with any particular platform, but to talk and speak to any donations that would be given to the district, whether they would be electronically or whether that may be materials or hardware, whatever it may be. But if you notice in the first area there, the electronic donations gift acceptance policy, I gave you a few bullet points, just a couple of things that I wanted to show you. The donations will only be received, especially those that are monetary, into a particular account that you guys will, identify what that may be. If it is a platform, and we didn't want to limit the platform, but if it is a platform, there have been policies, processes, if you will, and procedures that have been aligned with the policy itself. So the office will know how to identify those, how to track those, and what to make sure that you have a record and that you're keeping track of those things, and also that you can say thank you. So that information is there. So if you have any questions about that particular policy, I am willing to answer them for you.
Ms. Harris?
Yes. So can you give me an update on whether or not the district applied for, I think the application to have
solicitation? For solicitation?
Whatever it is. It's I think that's the one that had to go through attorney general to get.
Yeah. I'm not.
What is the status on it?
So that is out of my wheelhouse. I'll have to toss that back over to Mr. Petway.
Yes, the application has been completed, and we should receive our certificate. I need to check. We probably already have it, but we did apply, and so we are in good standing to be able to do so moving forward.
Through the chair.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you remember the date that it was submitted?
Not off the top of my head. I would have to go back and look.
Was it recently?
It was after our last fundraising committee meeting. So I would have to go back and look.
Madam President, for the chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Correction. It was during our meeting that we got that taken care of.
There we go. So it was the last day.
It
was the last day of our last fundraising committee meeting. So that would have been the 20th. Yes, it was the January 28th.
So we were able to do that very day and get certified that very same day.
Yeah.
So we're in good standing.
Good deal.
So President Sanford, one last thing I wanted to say. I just wanted to commend the board on the progress that you guys are making in terms of interpersonal communication. One of the things that we've done in all of the policies that you see listed here, if we go back and take a look at it, a through line for all of those policy was communication, right? Communication with one another, communication with the public, and how you would, you know, handle those processes and so forth. And I just wanted to say, I mean, not that my opinion matters, but I just want to say that I'm so happy with the progress that's being made and all of the investment and work that you've done in the policies and how those are definitely showing up in your interactions. And just wanted to remind you, you know, that it speaks to communication, how we deal with one another, how we deal with the public, and just wanted to reiterate that, give kudos, and then say, let's keep growing forward. Yeah. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I could just commend you, Ms. Phillips, yes, before you sit down on the working through, you know, I'm looking at everything that we've put together over the last year. I think it represents a lot of good work, a lot of hard work, and I really appreciate the way you put together the policies for us, the way you helped develop that, and all of the supporting material that you put together for us, and the training on implementing the policy. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Mr. Darlene.
All right, it is my turn. I will try to keep it short tonight as well, so we can try to honor Ms. Harris's request. just a couple of things. I want to start, since we started with policy, I'll start there and move my way back. As you all know, we did launch the new website. It is up and going. It is a lot more user-friendly, in my opinion, than the previous website. There are a few things that we are still working through, but for the most part, we do have, thank you to Ms. Roberts for staying up. We have the updated information on the transparency pages there. The links are working. We did go through and make sure that all of that is working for you. The part I'm most excited about is the board portal portion, where all the board has a specific spot on the website where, instead of having to remember to go to various places, pull documents, so on and so forth, you have a portal right there where you can access all board information for anything from your travel requests, reimbursement requests, to even the private link for board members for your board docs. All of that is there for you. We are working to transit right now. Those files and things are just downloadable, so you have to download them and fill them out. We are working to transition that to make them fillable, which means that you'll be able to also fill them out on the website as well, as opposed to having to print something else off and go through that. So we're still working through that. The other thing with the website is we are going to be doing a photo shoot here at Barber. We were trying to work with Barber's schedule. Unfortunately, we weren't able to figure out something before the launch, but we will be doing, I believe they're scheduling for sometime during the month of March. So that will be taking place. And then those images and things will be uploaded. And so you'll see a change in some of the mask head things and that's represented on the website. So we are up and going. Please take time, look at it. I've gone through it, Camille's gone through it, Vanessa's gone through it at this point to just look and make sure that everything is where it needs to be. But if there's something you see, or, you know, many eyes are better than a few. So if there's something you see that you think that we need to address or change, please feel free to let me know and we'll get right on that. With that as well, all the policies based on this memo that you have in front of you from Vanessa, all of these policies have been updated in board docs. So all of these are included. We went through with Michelle from National Charter Schools Institute to make sure that they had been included. And all of the changes that you have made over the last year are represented there, as well as the correction, as Ms. White pointed out in the last meeting, the board policy still stated that the stipend was $100 and it had been moved to $200 a while ago and just never updated. So that has been updated as well. So when you go onto board docs now, as of January 13th, 2026, all of the policies have been completely updated. So we are good there. And then we did have them create a public link for the policies. And this was something that I think we needed to do, because on the last website, you could access the policies, but they were put there and they were a PDF form. And so if anybody downloaded them and the board had made a change, there could be contention there because you might have an old, outdated version. So we, NCSI has provided us with a link, a public link, where, so the board gets the private link where you can go in and see all the public will get the public link. But it's the same thing. Whenever they click on the link, they will have the most updated version of the board policy so that everyone is looking at and going by the same thing. Okay. So all of that is up to date. Any questions about that before I move on?
I'm so excited.
Oh, good evening. My apologies. Through the chair.
Yes, through the chair, madam.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm really excited about this. And so just like with any new launched something, immediately now my mind is a program process around submitting of any, if we go through and see anything, is there a process you all would like for us to use?
Please, if you see anything on the website that needs to be addressed or adjusted, please send an email to myself and to Camille. I'm sorry. No, okay. Only because we don't want to override info. So you can send that directly to us, myself and Camille. And I will just like to say for the record, the chief designer and engineer from Edge that we're working with, his name is Tony. He is amazing. He is very responsive. We send them stuff within 10 minutes, it's taken care of. So again, if there is anything that you see that needs to be addressed, please let us know. He also did create a guide for the board to navigate the website, specifically the board portal. So I did share that with you all. So if you have any questions though, feel free to reach out.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. Also wanted to let the board know we did begin this week. You approved in January the contract with Everdriven for transportation services. We have made that transition over from Checker Transportation to Everdriven. We currently have 5 students who are receiving transportation services. That started on Monday, so yesterday. I haven't gotten any notice that anything went wrong, so that's usually a good sign.
Right.
The good news is, again, they have an app, so we're able to track and see. I feel a lot more comfortable. We're able to see the rides. We see when a student is picked up, when a student is dropped off. Their parents have access to it as well. And when sharing with the parents the transition, and all of the sort of kind of gadgets that they now have at their access, they were really happy and really pleased with that. And so we'll continue to move through that. We do have the possibility right now that there will be 2 additional students within the next week to 2 weeks that we'll probably be transporting. So I know we've talked a lot about having to provide transportation for special education students, but the other set of students that fall into a category similar is what's called McKinney-Vento students. McKinney-Vento students are homeless or unhoused population students. And it's important to know how this is defined. When we talk about a student being unhoused or homeless, it does not mean necessarily that they're not in a physical dwelling. What it means is that they do not have a primary residence themselves. They could be them living with a family member who doesn't have custody of them. It could be them living with a friend or someone or something like that. If they do not have a primary residence, they qualify as McKinney-Vento. And when they qualify as McKinney-Vento, the resident district then has responsibility to provide certain resources. And one of those resources is transportation. So out of the 2 that I talked about possibly having to add, one of those students is a McKinney-Vento student. So we're going through that process now. And of course, now that we have a system set up, we should be able to provide that to them fairly quickly. Okay. Any questions about that?
Ms. Harris?
Yes, thank you. I had a question, but you went to the next one. So I have a question about the new website.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm glad you said that. I forgot something, but yes.
How as the minutes from years ago, have they been eliminated? They've been someone called me and was concerned, and I couldn't answer them. They was trying to locate a particular board meeting, and minutes and stuff, mm-hmm. and they really said that it wasn't there, so I'm not sure. So is it a different way of accessing it?
No, ma'am. It's the same way, and all of the required minutes are posted. We have to, and Vanessa, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's 3 years that we have to keep the board minutes access to the public online. And then if there are subsequent requests, they can always reach out to the district and make requests if it's further back than that. But currently on the website, there is that
so it's
access.
It's only required 3 years. And
yes,
even
ma'am.
If prior to that, they have to request.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, one more. I should have asked when Ms. Gully was speaking. So thank you for telling me that you did apply the application. Do you know when you'll get an answer?
So the way that they do it is you automatically get, it's pretty quick. You get your certificate, but they then have to send a certified copy to you. So that's what we're waiting to get. We're waiting to get the certified copy in the mail. That's what I haven't received.
Okay.
Going back to the website really quickly. Headshots. there has been a lot of back and forth with board members regarding their headshots and things like that. And so we are going to work through a process, and I will send you guys an email just to give you some detail. But we are going to work through a process for every single board member to have some professional. We want to uniform our headshots. Right now, we have pretty much 7 different pictures with different backgrounds. We want to unify that. And so we think we have a way to do that. Hopefully this time that will be a bit more successful with board members and their approval. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to send those out to each board member. And then you will sign off on whatever picture you want us to use. And then that will be the picture that we will use on the website and any other communication moving forward based on whatever you approve at that time. So give me a week and a half or so, and then you should have things to look at for you to give us an approval one way or another.
Madam President, okay. Chair, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we, Mr. Fenway, are we redoing pictures, or are you saying that we have to submit pictures for you to create this website?
Great question. No. So you don't have to submit anything, and you don't have to take any more pictures. We are going to use, we were planning to use a system that does headshots. It's an AI system that does headshots based on the pictures that board members will provide to be used. And then board members will approve those pictures, whether or not they want them to be used. It's a more cost-effective way to do it, and it allows us a bit more flexibility with some of the editing that members were requested.
Thank you, Mr.
No problem. Okay, I feel like I'm already talking too much, but just a couple quick things. The district office, we are currently getting ready to begin the updates on the district office. We have secured secured the space for the storage. Miss Martin has gotten the quote for moving, and we have confirmed that. So we will start that process soon and get those. We're getting all of those files and things out, and then we will begin the refresh of the actual district office, which includes there will be the office is going to be painted. There will be new flooring and then new furniture provided for the offices so that we can, have a real office. And then also We are looking at some technology things to enhance that experience so that when if and when we do have meetings there, for example, if we have coffees and conversation there, we have the technological necessities there to be able to support things like that as well. So those things will be happening over the next month. And hopefully within that time, we'll be able to complete it and go from there. So, of course, I will keep you all posted as we make our way through through those updates. But really excited about it, finally getting it done and excited about moving forward through that. Any questions about that? All right. Barbara and BOD, BOD did have their meeting this past month. It was a really great meeting. We are looking forward to supporting them. One of the areas that we are looking to support the BOD in as far as talking through with them and seeing what the plan is going to be is special education services. As of right now, the way in which special education services are being distributed at Barber is very costly. And it's understandable because they're having to contract out the majority of their services for special education, wherein I believe the number, and I could be wrong, and if I am, I'll get the right number. I believe the number is 45%. 45% of the student population at Barber are receiving special education services. That is significant. So as a result of that, there is, and not having directly employed staff, meaning staff who are actually employed by Excel or by Barber, they're contracting that out. And it's very expensive, which is causing, of course, strain to their budget. And they've been doing the best they can to manage it, but we want to see if there's any way for us to support them in that and provide some resources, some connections. There are a couple of other companies that I've had the opportunity to work with that seem to be a little more cost effective. So we're going to present that to them as well and talk through that. But right now, that is the biggest concern for me is making sure we have a plan for them and a plan with them to address those services and those concerns. We don't want to sacrifice the quality of service, but we also want to make sure that what is happening is cost effective. We don't want to get into a place where the school is being identified as being fiscally at risk. And so that's one of the things that we're paying very close attention to and we'll be working through. We have a scheduled meeting with President Ford and Dr. Ferris. So we'll be working through that with them. And of course, once we do, I will come back and report to the board what the status of that is. And that is it, Madam Chair. Okay.
Any questions for Mr. Petway?
Good job, Mr. Petway.
Thank you.
Any questions? Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, Board of Education Subcommittee Reports. Do we have anything for the executive committee?
Very briefly. Good evening. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Just reporting that we did indeed meet, which is always a pleasure to meet with you all. And then we did discuss top level or high level Barber Preparatory Academy facilities, the things that we have going on that you all know about, our coffee hour, district office renovations, which is a delight for me. It's not like, you know, you might see me more at the office once it's redecorated. I'm just kidding. let me see here. Oh, then Mr. Price being onboarded, right? We talked about that. And let me see. And I want to say, yeah, that's about it. Oh, and then hoping that the other trustees be in agreement, but possibly, you know, supporting us in mentoring or being a mentor to, our office or our officials being, mentors to the BOD. So I'm excited about that as well. But outside of that, that's it. Okay. Oh yeah, and the retreat. That we're planning a retreat. I'm so excited about that. We are planning a retreat so we can get some more, establish some more camaraderie. Keep this growth forward. We can keep the momentum of that growth forward.
Yes.
Forwarding. And that's it for me, y'all.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. There were two things that I forgot. Ms. Roberts, remember. May I?
Yes.
We did onboard Ambassador Price, and he was provided the district approved talking points. And so I did provide that to all of you, to the board, so that you have those and you know what's being shared. In addition to that, I wanted the board to know he is operating officially in his role tonight for the first time. He is attending the Michigan State Board of Education meeting tonight, and as an ambassador for the school district of the City Island Park. And this was an area that I wanted to focus that effort in, because their meeting is always the same time as our meeting. So we're not, you all aren't really able to attend. So having someone else to be able to go. And so he'll be bringing information back to us from the state meeting. And so he is there right now. He's been texting during the meeting, let me know what's going on. So really, really glad for him and his work in doing that. And then the second thing was facilities. We are still in the waiting process for the motor for the elevator. They did tell us it was going to be 6 to 8 weeks, depending on, you know, trying to get things in. Unfortunately, because of the tariffs and export-import trade right now, things can be delayed. But right now, we are still looking for that to come, and so that they'll continue. So that is undergoing. I mean, we're in that process. The second thing that I wanted to just mention to the board is one of the other projects that we had talked about doing was replacing the windows. And the only reason I want to bring that up for us to at least start thinking about, and we are, of course, not presenting anything to make a decision tonight, is because of what is going on with import, exports, tariffs, and things like that. If that is something we want to do, we need to prep for it, because it's probably going to take a significant amount of time to get as many windows as we have to replace for the building, get them in, get them installed and things like that. And we want to try to do that, if we are going to do it, during a time where the school is not going to be heavily populated. So just something to, I did talk to Mr. Bolden about it this week, and he was asking, so I did tell him I would bring it back up to the board, just to put back on the board's mind if it's something we, you know, choose to do now, if we wait, you know, push it back a little further. Either way, just want to keep us mindful of that, because there is going to be a time crunch for that. So thank you.
Chair.
Okay. Yes, Ms. Harris.
Thank you. So one question is that will you be giving us a printout on how much it costs for us to transport Mr. Price to and for from going to the State Board of Education? So is he going to be provided housing for the night?
Thank you for your question.
And his food and all of that.
Yep. Thank you. At this point, there's no per diem for the ambassador role. It is volunteer, and he is not required to travel. So it's all virtual. So he's attending virtually right now. So there's no nothing in that way. But if the board so decides to look at that moving forward, then we can.
Okay. And my second question through the chair. Prior to you coming, Mr. Petway, just before you came, we had already picked the windows and went through several companies, RFP. And we had picked everything. So is it, I'm not saying we not go and revisit it, but can you kind of look back and see and find the documents?
Yes,
we picked the colors and everything. We had a hard time deciding, and we had decided. So that's it. I'm just saying that, you know, we already did it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, if I can just add, we would need to start that process
over.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying to look at it.
Yeah, but we would still need to rebid that and start it over.
Because the prices have gone up and things have changed.
Well, not only that, the after we decided to do it, I believe the things shifted on the board and that was voted down.
Okay.
So. Yes, we would need to start all over.
Did you say it was voted down?
No.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
Yes, ma'am. I did say that decision was reversed to do the windows. Yes, Ms. White.
Yes, and when we were doing the windows, talking about the windows, when I was going to the governance meetings, Lansing, on the committee I'm on in the state of Michigan.
Somebody need to start an argument.
Oscar School was going through their shooting. They have came up with it when buildings get windows that add to etch the rooms on the outside so when the police come.
6 months ago, but
still. I know what classroom that is. And yeah. I remember saying that.
We can hear you guys.
Sorry.
Okay. You have to tell him we had company.
It sure was.
Me too, here. Between that. Yeah, he must have been a
We can still hear y'all.
We might be short of carbon in this bag.
All right. Sorry about that, you guys.
Okay. Finance committee.
Well, the finance person is Ms. Luska has already told us about our finances. And the only thing I jotted down that I want us to keep in mind, and my little note is keep cash, because we want to be in a cash position in case we need it. You know, it gives time to figure, to keep some cash and give us time to figure out how to get out of the mess we're in. And it came in my thinking. As far as it relates to keeping the cash is what Mr. Petway was talking about with the special ed. So I really want us to be aware of that and be cautious of our money for the next 3 years, really.
Yes, ma'am.
Mother Walker, I just wanted to say, and Mr. Petway, that it is a very it's a very struggling field in regards to getting certified ASD teachers. And currently I was just on a meeting and they have like 2,000 students that need to be evaluated and they don't even have a fraction of the staff to do so.
Yeah.
So not only are we looking for people and we're outsourcing, but we're having a lack of individuals who are certified that are able to teach the children.
Yeah.
So we have a big problem, but we're definitely as a board diligently keeping our ear to the ground and making sure that Barbara stay afloat and our kids get service.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got this.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. We got it. We Absolutely. Got it.
So, Educational Expansion Committee did not meet this last month, and I just have one quick update, and that is that we are trying to reconvene a meeting with Wayne County Community College to continue those conversations. We've just, you know, logistics, and after the holidays, trying to get everyone back together for a meeting so we can continue working on that. So hopefully we will meet next month and I'll be able to report out on that. Okay. Fundraising?
Okay. I'll start it off and then I'm gonna have you top it off. Okay. You know, ain't nobody do it like Mr. Petway.
You work through
it. No, I'm serious. So currently where we are at now with the fundraising committee, we are at $2,200 for raising the sound system. Our great CEO, Mr. Petway, he's working with the sound engineer, and we're going to look at some systems to see if they're conducive to what we need. We may need more funds to get a better system, but currently, right now, we're in a good shape. We were also able to certify our solicitation certificate on the 28th, the very same day as soon as we paid the fee. We also talked about future fundraising endeavors that we would like to do. We have a list of things for the board to review. No, we already did that.
Yeah.
We already passed that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are moving forward and looking forward to a great year. We did talk about a gala that will be coming up within the next 6 months. And with that gala, we are partnering with the Highland Park Promise, and we're using the proceeds to give to the Highland Park Promise so we can keep that scholarship alive for our Highland Park residents and our children. And we're also going to combine that with a celebration of us paying off our deficit. So we're looking forward to start planning that within the next, well, I guess we're going to start next month, because we're projecting to do it by July is our guesstimation,
mm-hmm.
To get everything in place for that. And I'm like to pass it to Mr. Petway because I didn't make any notes just in case I lost anything.
No. You hit it on all fronts.
The only thing that I want to say is because for some of you, it might be the first time you're hearing it. The Highland Park Promise is what we're hoping to do and bring to the board is a plan to use the current restricted funds, student activities funds, to establish the Highland Park Promise, which is, as you know, kids who go to high school in the city of Detroit, because they are Highland Park residents, they do not get access to the Detroit Promise because of their address. And so we want to be able to offset that if we can. And as you all know, that those funds have been sitting there for a while and just sitting there.
Scholarship.
Right. That's exactly what the HP Promise would be. A scholarship for graduating seniors who are residents of the city of Highland Park. And so one of the things that we'll be looking at is we're going to have a meeting when we do have the Educational Expansion Committee as well. We're going to have a meeting with a representative from the Detroit Promise to talk about how they set theirs up and what that looks like so that we can bring back to the board. And then with the fundraising committee, the goal is to be able to help continue to build that fund so that we can continue providing those scholarships to Highland Park residents who graduate from, you know, high school and are residents of the city of Highland Park. So other than that, though, Madam Chair, you know, you said it all. I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Ms. Walker?
Did we forget about the pick day?
What?
That was one of the things on the list that the board approved. We're looking to raise funds to be able to pay for the students to take their pictures here at Barber Prep Academy. That was on the list of fundraisers that the board approved in January.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the next major thing that we'll be working on to raise funds for will be that. And regarding the sound system, the sound engineer, we are working with a sound engineer to make sure that whatever we get for the school will actually meet the school's needs. Mm-hmm. And so he did come by last week, Wednesday, to look at the facility. He wanted to take some measurements. And so he is coming back tomorrow at 1 o'clock to get those measurements so that we can make sure that whatever we get for the school meets the school's needs.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome job.
We are now at old business and we have none. New business. We have two motions for consideration this evening. The first one is the motion to approve district donations and gifts acceptance policy. Hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to review the policy. Is there a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to approve the district donations and gifts acceptance policy.
I support it. Discussion. Okay, hearing none. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bamika Roberts?
Yes.
Cassandra Walker?
Yes.
Doris Harris?
No.
Janice Bite-Wright?
Yes.
Cheryl Sanford?
Yes.
Bamika Roberts? Oh. Yolanda Harrison? Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The next item.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I asked early on, I had some questions regarding number two.
Okay. So first we want to make a motion, and then you can ask during discussion, you can ask whatever questions you have. Okay. Is there a motion to approve Martin Records LLC contract renewal?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to approve Martin Records LLC contract renewal.
Support.
Walker.
Okay. Discussion. Now you can ask your questions first.
I just want to know, is this it said $45,000. So it was, I think it was $36,000. So did she get an increase?
Yes.
So when did the state turn the college directors back to us? It says the things that she's responsible for. When did the state decide that we can be responsible for the college records? Did the state give that back to us? It says here that she's going to be responsible for that.
She is.
So when did the state give it back to us?
What page are you looking at?
Mr. Philly, you want Mason?
She's looking at the last page where it lists the responsibilities.
It says So the state took that responsibility away from us before we closed. So you're saying that the state of Michigan, that responsible for the college, is now given back to us to be responsible.
We have college records.
We do?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And so.
Okay, that's good.
Well, get Ms. Harris. Ms. Harris.
Please.
Thank you. All right. So we have college records. And those records requests from the community college are coming directly to the district. In addition to that, in some of the file cabinets that we recently found at Ford School, some here at Barber even, there were additional records, particularly for the community college as well. Ms. Martin is currently responsible for providing those requests and responses to those requests.
And one more thing, can you kind of touch base on the CA60 for Promise Academy and the Renaissance Academy?
Sure.
Thank you, because I thought that the student records followed the student.
Great question.
So you're saying that some of the yes, we did have students that stayed here.
Yep, great question.
All right.
So and this was part of the reason why we wanted to renegotiate this contract in particular. And clarify some things, because there were a lot of things that were a misnomer. And so we wanted to clarify. One of those things being that with the various management companies that have worked with the district, as the district has had a chartered model, that there was an assumption. Thank you. There was an assumption that those records for those students followed the management company. So when Promise Schools was here, it was assumed that those records was with Promise Schools. When the Leona Group was here, for example, they thought that, and that's not the case. As the district that authorizes the school, any record that of a student that was within the district, which is part of the charter, we are required to maintain their records. And so any of those records that anyone requests, whether it is from when Promise was here, whether it was from when it was Highland Park Renaissance Academy, when Leona was here, we're responsible for that. And one of the issues in the original Martin Records contract was that contract did not address that. And we wanted to clean that up because what Martin's Records was doing was taking it on, but it wasn't in the contract. So she was doing it, but it was not listed in her contract as it should have been, as those records and those requirements were coming about. And so one of the reasons why we wanted to go through and clean up this contract and put in it everything that's actually required and compensate Ms. Martin for that is because of that. So all of that is required currently.
May I? Thank you.
As it's,
yes, ma'am.
Student chair. Mm-hmm. So when Promise and the Renaissance Academy left and Sunday Kids went with them, did they just make a copy of the records and forward it to them? What happened when, you know, because each school mm-hmm. must have a CA-60 of a child.
So, yes, they can get a copy of any record, right? If they go to another school or they go to another district mm-hmm. and they send a records request, they can get a copy mm-hmm. of that request. However, if a student was ever enrolled within our district, mm-hmm. we have to keep records on them. So that's what we currently have. So it's not that if students went to another district, we have their records and they're not at the other district. They would have had to request those even for them to enroll.
So hypothetically, when Promise left, I'm just making an assumption. I'm not saying that it's mm-hmm. correct. That they should have made copies of any kid that transferred with them. But it didn't happen that way. So they have to go back to Ms. Martin. They have to contact the district to get information, copy of the CA-60 in order for the kids to be documented in their school.
So this is the thing. Promise is not responsible for the enrollment of a kid in a school. Mm-hmm. The parent and the student is. Okay. So what happens is if a student was here when Promise was the management company mm-hmm. and then Promise was leaving and a family said, okay, well, Promise is leaving. So now we're going to transfer to another school. It is that parent and that student's responsibility to whatever school they go to. They go to that school. They fill out a records request. That school sends that request, now sends that to us. Right. And then we have to provide them whatever records we have of that student when they were here.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, Madam President, I just wanted to ask through the chair, if there were a line of questionings that was extensive, would it be an advisement for the email to be implemented for further clarification mm-hmm. to keep the meeting in a timely manner? Are we able to do that, Madam yes, President, to refer
wow.
certain questions that are very elongated to email?
Yes, elected official.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are there any other questions about the, well, those are more detailed process questions and not necessarily questions about the contract itself. So, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I was just wanted to ask Mr. Petway, as well as you and any other parents, isn't it common knowledge that when you go to another school that you get your records from that prior school, you request it from the record department and they send it to your
absolutely.
New school? Is that common?
Absolutely.
It is.
I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for the record, I didn't say okay. I didn't understand. Excuse, I want clarification.
Out of order.
Excuse me. Make an implication.
Out of order. Out of order.
We're almost there. Ms. White, did you have a question?
Yes. There was a motion on the floor, and we are board members to vote to decide on how. If we ask a question, we shouldn't be questioning about our question in order to know how to answer the motion. That is so unheard of.
Let me.
Thank you.
There you go. So, once again, we ask for every board member to read your board packet ahead of time.
And that's what she was asking.
Because I have the floor. Then we have also asked you to send a lot of those process procedural questions via email. So those can be discussed in more detail prior to the meeting so that everybody comes to the meeting with the information. I think the point was we were getting into more procedural questions, not necessarily about the contract itself.
Just want to make sure that the motion is still on the floor.
The motion is still on the floor. Does anyone else, Ms. Roberts, I believe you have not had an opportunity to speak yet. Did you have
No, I'm in support of it. You know, I have an opportunity to raise my question to Mr. Petway, and he explained the process how, you know, that's what Ms. Martin does. And so, and I feel like also capturing it, it also will solidify us making sure, like if someone came in, did an audit, they will know that that is being taken care of, because it's now, it's, you know, in black and white.
Yes.
Okay. Someone is going for us.
I got another question. That was part of the reason that we wanted to meet with Ms. Martin to go over the contract and just spell everything out, because she's been working under this contract for several years. She's taken on a lot of additional responsibilities. So all of the memorabilia that was brought over to the office, she's organized it, arranged for the cleaning of it, arranging for the moving of it. If you've been to the office recently, you know that there are file cabinets on top of file cabinets, on top of boxes and boxes and boxes that Ms. Martin was kind enough to move for me to try to show me where some of the stuff is stored. The point being that, you know, she's been providing service for the district, a lot of additional services.
Yeah.
And we just felt that it was time to review the contract to make sure that everything was spelled out so that there are no questions about what she does or how she does it, and make sure that she is compensated for that. So, Ms. Harrison and Ms. White.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Petway, thank you, because it wasn't that I don't know anything. I have four kids who went through public school. This is different because we are the authorizer, and you clarified that because we're the authorizer. And we're responsible for those kids. Their file did not follow them. You clearly stated that it stays here. And then when the parents that left went with either school, I cannot say promise, because one promise left. We don't know what Leona grew. Mm-hmm. When they left and some of the parents left with them, I'm sure that they had was a awakening, because they thought their children file had followed them. And you clarified this is totally different than any other process with public school, because we are the authorized and that's a charter school. And now you clarify that the CA6 is here and Ms. Martin is responsible for taking care of that. And that's what I asked. It was clarified. And thank you.
Okay. It is in the contract. So, but thank you for that.
I asked the question regarding it.
Ms. White.
And to the chair, when I was reading mine, I don't have them with me while I read them at home. I could guess going on the phone. Was there a description of, because I was looking for, because I remember she has spoke before us several times. And I remember her mentioning something about the court. Was that in there? Uh-oh. She spoke to us about the courts.
It's in here.
Okay, yeah, I can't remember. I didn't make a copy of that, but I looked for that.
Yeah, responding to all legal responsibilities, including subpoenas and legal requests.
Okay, thank you.
Can I add, Madam Chair, may I?
Yes.
The only other thing that I want to add regarding the contract is we did, as you all know, we apply every year for a grant to support the digitization project. And we've received that the last couple of years. We'll do the same for this year. We did talk to Ms. Martin about what does that look like as far as when that process will be completed as far as digitizing those records. We did keep in mind she was almost close to being done, and we found a significant amount of additional files that were not just student files, but were also HR files, employee files, things like that. And so we are looking at another year, particularly for looking at the files that yet have to be digitized for the end of that project. I know that has been an ongoing question of, you know, when is this project going to end? When are we going to be done with it? We are looking at right now an estimated time frame of another.
Madam Chair,
okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So, Mr. Petway, I looked through the contract. I did not. I'm not challenging you or anything, but I did not see the quarterly amount of money that she get from the state. I think it was
that would be in your financial report, wouldn't it?
Excuse me? I'm talking to Mr. Petway.
Thank you.
So in the past, her contract would indicate the quarterly amount. I think it was like the last contract I saw. So it's not in here. That's all.
So let me clarify for you. So there's not ever been a time where Ms. Martin or Martin Records has received any direct funds from the state.
Thank you.
That has never happened. So what happens is what was in her contract, which was the other thing that we wanted to fix, was that there was an additional amount of $4,000.
That's what I'm talking about.
On top of that wasn't from the state though. That was negotiated with Dr. Gibson and Kevin Smith at the time, where for some of the additional things that they had asked Ms. Martin to do, she would get a $2,500 stipend and then $500 for 3 months. The problem with that was it did not encompass everything or all the additional things that she was doing. It was kind of lackadaisical because of the number of iterations of the contract. So again, what we wanted to do was to clean all of that up. And so there will be no additional stipend or anything like that. It's all included in this total amount of what she's paying.
Okay, so that helps me understand an increase of
yes.
the amount.
Yes, yeah, that's
because
part
it was,
of it.
Thank you for admitting that was for that amount was in the other contract.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ms. White?
Yes, Mr. Petway, in the finance meeting, you mentioned something about when we get the $25,000, I think it was, or whatever the amount was, we have to reimburse. We're reimbursed for it. Is this the same what you're talking about?
So I didn't, that wasn't me. That was Luska.
Oh,
but
Luska.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mention it.
Yes, Luska, and most of the grants that we receive are reimbursable grants, which means that we pay for the cost of that upfront.
Exactly.
We submit those costs to the state and then they reimburse us.
So that's where the state.
Yes, that's what I was saying. So they're reimbursed, the state. Yeah, and I just want to be clear because I don't want anyone to walk away saying Martin Records is getting money from the state. Their contract is with us. We are the ones, the district is the one who is in agreement with the state, and the state reimburses the district.
Okay. Thank you Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
And Madam President, through the chair, I just wanted to say that I challenged Ms. Martin, asking her to assist me with my records, and my records date back to 1990s, and she was able to assist me. So that right there for me was enough for me, because that's a long time. I've asked some other places and they couldn't find them. So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
She's actually had to rebuild. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I was she was kind enough to help me help my brother and his records go back to the 60s. And she had to recreate his records. So that's a large part of what she does. And you know, it's not just going to someone's file and looking it up and making a copy. She had to rebuild his transcript. Because he, of course, couldn't find his diploma. But I'm sorry, Mr. Petway.
No, I was just going to say the other thing that is important for the board to know is the other thing that we're working to do this across the district office is to make sure that there is cross-training happening where there are multiple people who are aware and can function with regards to the responsibilities of the district. And so one of the things that's also included in this contract is some training that Ms. Martin will provide to Camille and to one of the other young ladies working in the project on those main responsibilities and letting them know how to access what they need to access, pull what they need to pull and all of that, so that, you know, God forbid, you know, we don't even say something bad. If Ms. Martin decides she's gonna go to Jamaica for 2 months and hang it, you know, while she's gone, you know, the district is not in a position where, you know, the district can't function. So we are working through that as well to make sure that every department is cross-trained and it can function either way.
And that's very good, because we always worried about that. We always.
Okay, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Yes, ma'am. Madam President, Bermeka Roberts.
Yes.
Cassandra Walker.
Yes.
Doris Harris.
Yes.
Janice By White.
Yes.
Cheryl Sanford.
Yes.
Yolanda Harrison. Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you. Next is extended public comments, 3 minutes only.
Have one.
And we have Ms. Ford, would you like to come forward?
Give me 1 second.
Mr. Petway is going to start the timer for you.
Good evening to the board, to the community, and all those that are.
Ms. Ford, give me 1 second. That's okay. Give me. All right, Ms. What is much? There you go. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Ford.
To the board, to the community, all those that are out there listening. My first question I wrote down, you mentioned something about barber students taking pictures. Can you kind of give me a little bit of what you were talking about? Because they do have lifetime, a picture day. So you don't have to do it now, but maybe you can expand on it a little later.
Sure.
My next question, it addresses the records. I know, and I'm speaking as a parent, not a board meeting member, but a parent. When my child came here from Tennessee, I had to sign a release form for the school in Tennessee to send the record. They do not hand records to the parent. And the reason being is because high school students or parents, they kind of fudge the letters. And whatever. I know that as a fact because I requested it in hand. And they said, no, you have to sign a release form. Mm-hmm. And we will mail it to the school. But the school here that you're going to, they have to send a request for. So it's a twofold story. So no parent get anything in hand.
Right.
It's sealed and almost, I want to say it's certified. Because I didn't see it until the school either. So I wanted to clear that up. And I want to thank the board for always considering the BOD or barber. Because our special ed, our special, we do need some help there. And we will be having a meeting to discuss that because 45% of the students here, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. And the money is there. So I do want to always say thank you to the board for working with us, helping us, giving us some suggestions. And one other thing real quick, the mentoring. I would like to see some of the board members talk to my board member.
That's what
we're talking
about.
Yeah. You know, just to give them a history or a little help, because we don't know everything. And Cheryl has reached out to me. Cassandra, Janet has reached out to me. So that's very enlightful to me. So I want to extend it. Did you reach out to my other board members, please?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It makes it me. I know they barely make y'all meet.
Through the chair, President. Through the chair, may I?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Ford, I did wanted to ask your questions in regards to the pictures. So what I decided to do, because I'm the chair of the fundraiser committee, the subcommittee, I remember when I had my children in school, the school had sponsored her pictures, and at that time I didn't have any money to get her pictures. So what we're working on is to raise the money for every student in Barber to get their picture done for the year 2026 and 2027, and that we would take the bill. And if they wanted to do some additional pictures with additional poses and additional backgrounds, that would be the parents' responsibility. But the primary picture we will be taking care of.
Okay. So with that being said, we didn't take them this year. We took pictures last year. And at the time, I'm gonna be honest, I couldn't afford to pay for the pack.
Correct.
But they sent her pictures home anyway. So at a later date, I can go back in there and order. So that's the way they do it now. The kids get the pictures.
And somehow you have to go on there digitally. You know, I'm not computer.
But I want my community not to have to go through that. I want them to get service. I want them to get their pictures when they get it. I want everybody to be happy. I want them to be inclusive and have that childhood memory.
Okay, so that's something we need to talk about because I do know now everything is digital.
Yeah, it is.
And you got to go in there and order.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that if we could just pay for it straight out where they don't have to wait and they don't have to sit back and, you know, and they can get it all at the same time,
Ms. Harrison,
that'd be a good thing.
Ms. Harrison, I'm sorry. If I, can I ask that you... if you guys can talk afterwards and work that out, but I think that's a great thing to be able to help them with the pictures.
We also have Madam Chair, we have Ambassador Mark Ashley Price online.
Okay.
As well.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Price.
I'm sorry about that. Can I talk now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My name is Mark Ashley Price. I'm the new ambassador for the Highland Park School District. I want to go as fast as I can because I do have a few points I want to mention. My first point was this, just as an FYI to everyone, that the state of the county address is tomorrow. I did give the details to Dr. Perry and President Sanford, so they have the details about the state of the county address tomorrow if anybody's interested in that. My next point is about the coffee hour with President Sanford and Vice President Roberts. I'm looking forward to that because I feel like the President Sanford is right about that. I feel like that's really important for everybody in the school district and in the city. So that's really important. Okay, my main point was is that I wanted to correct, with all due respect to Dr. Padway, the state BOE meeting usually began like 9:30 in the morning to like, it depends on how long the meeting lasts, but it usually lasts like 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening. And that's like an entire work day. And I know most people don't have that much time to listen to the state BOE like that. And I did kind of mention that to Dr. Pei when I was talking to him a few days ago. Which is why I made it into like a big deal about me listening to the meetings and getting as much information as I can from them. So I did make that into a big deal. I called into the meeting of the Michigan Board of Education early on today. I did mention to them as an FYI to them about my appointment as the school, my appointment as the new school district ambassador for a year, and I will watch the meetings as much as I can. As the ambassador, I will do my best to get as much information as I can from the state BOE to the school district. I do have a great working relationship with Dr. Padway about me talking to the state BOE, and my working relationship with Dr. Padway and everybody else is just great, so it's no issue about that. Also, my last point to Trustee Harris' point early on, I know the current fiscal year doesn't end until the beginning of July, so I'm not going to ask the BOE like anything when it comes to finances. But in terms of when the new fiscal year begins at the beginning of July, I would like to, if it's okay with the BOE and if it's okay with Dr. Padway, I would like to go to the state BOE meetings in person when it's you know, once the new fiscal year gets around, I would like to go there in person. And also to the MSB conference, leadership conference that's in October, which is also in Lansing this year. I know it was in Traverse City last year. Because I feel like that's like important stuff. And I would like to, I would ask the BOE for, because I don't have a lot of money to my name like that. I would ask for the BOE, you know, about funding my travels about, or sometimes to the state BOE meetings sometimes, when the new fiscal year gets around, and also to the MSB Leadership Conference in October. I think that's all. Okay, much love and many blessings to everyone that's in Holland Park. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Are there any other extended public comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then we have no unfinished business. We will move on to Board of Education affairs and comments. Does anyone have comments? Any board members?
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening again. Thank you all for being here. Those that's online, those that are here in person, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. I'm just really excited. I'm appreciative. And Ms. Gully, I really appreciate your memo that you gave us, because we can sit here and accomplish things and accomplish them and accomplish them. And sometimes we have to go back and see, because I know, you know, I'm at a certain age where I don't remember everything anymore. And so it was delightful to see those policies, you know. And so I'm grateful and appreciative for that. And I'm grateful and appreciative because I know we're going to be, you know, having a retreat soon. I'm looking forward to that, us working together, because I believe that if we work together, we will definitely grow together. You know, there's no growing apart. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm grateful and appreciative that my constituents have me here, trusting that I do right by this community. And that's my goal and my aim. So, you know, I'm very grateful and appreciative. And I just want to take this time to say thank you for all of those that put me here in this seat.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments for the good of the order? I would just like to mention one of our board members is a little under the weather this evening, Ms. Wheeler, so she's not here. So please send love and prayers that she will be back with us at our next meeting. And with that, confirmation of our next scheduled meeting. Our next regularly scheduled board meeting is Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 at 6 p.m. here at Barber Preparatory Academy. And with that, I will ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved. Time, all in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned at, you ready for this?
Yes.
7:41 p.m.
In 2 hours.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Seconded it.
Sorry.
I didn't realize it.
I got to see that.